Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Mummers Parade is the first folk festival in the nation, and it has certainly evolved over the years. KYW's John McDevitt takes a look at some of the history behind the Mummers.
All those artifacts in those drawers were in the parade between 1901 and 1920. Their costumes in those drawers.
That's Mark Montanaro, the curator of the Mummers Museum in Pennsport. He catalogs, inspects, and takes care of artifacts. There are Super 8 films and newspaper clippings among the collection, including a newspaper article from January 2nd, 1975.
Throughout the years, women tried to enter the parade. It was against the rules. In 1975, two high school girls marched with the Crane String Band, and it wasn't known until the day after the parade when the Evening Bulletin did a story on the two young ladies. It ruffled a few feathers, but from that moment on, women have been actively participating in the parade.
George Washington High School Junior Kathy McFadden played alto saxophone in the parade, and Hallahan Catholic Girls High School Junior Mary Jean Moss played bass fiddle. The pair set the tone for generations to come. Women were officially permitted to perform in the Mummers Parade 1 year later in 1976. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.